Today on the Pastor's Study, our Bible lesson is going to take us to Colossians chapter 1, verse number 10. So please turn there. Again, we want to go to Colossians chapter 1, verse number 10. And the Word of God says this, that ye might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God. Now, Paul's prayer for the Colossians included this, that ye might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, which is the title of our lesson today, unto all pleasing. He said, all pleasing. There's no doubt that you want to please the Lord. And there's a great probability that some of the things that you are doing are pleasing to the Lord. But again, Paul said, and we want to focus on those three words, unto all pleasing. So today, in our lesson, we're going to talk about some key areas in your life and my life that we must address if this prayer will be answered in our lives. So we begin, we can only walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing if we are not trying to please ourselves, I want us to turn to Romans chapter 15. Romans chapter 15, and notice in verse number 1 of Romans 15 what the Word of God has to say. We then that are strong ought to bear the infirmities of the weak and not to please ourselves. So right there, we have a command in the Word of God that we're not to please ourselves. Because if we're pleasing ourselves, then we can't please God. And in fact, we're told here in the beginning of that verse in Romans 15:1, that we then that are strong meaning in a spiritual way, what should we do? We ought to bear the infirmities of the weak, those that are weak spiritually. Amen. So people that must have their own way then cannot please God. If you're constantly wanting your own way in this life, then you're not pleasing God. You please God when you go His way, amen, not your way. In fact, God the Father said of His own Son when He was here on the earth, in whom I am well pleased. And Jesus said, while He was on this earth, His earthly ministry, when He came the first time, He said, I do always those things that please Him, meaning God the Father. Jesus knew that He was pleasing His Father at all times. And that's what we need to be focusing in on, trying to do, is to please our Heavenly Father at all times. And if you're trying to please yourself, or if I'm trying to please myself, then we're not walking worthily of the Lord unto all pleasing. Amen. Now let's look at the second area in our life we need to walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, and that would be trying to impress others. So we can only walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing if we are not trying to impress others. See, my dear listeners, you cannot please God if you are trying to impress others. In fact, Jesus dealt with this very thing when He was dealing with the religious crowd of His days, the Pharisees. See, these religious folks, the Pharisees, always live their lives trying to impress others. So everything they did religiously was done outwardly for all to see so they could impress them. Now notice what Jesus said about this. In Matthew chapter 6, turn to Matthew chapter 6, and we're going to look at verses 1 through 5. Notice what the Lord has to say. He says, take heed. In other words, listen up. Here's a warning I'm giving you right now. Take heed that you do not your alms before men. In other words, your giving, your financial giving to God before men, to be seen of them. Otherwise, you have no reward of your Father which is in heaven. So the Pharisees were giving their alms or their financial giving before men. They were doing it in such a way to bring attention to themselves. And as a result, Jesus said, you're not going to get your reward in heaven. Amen. He says, therefore, when thou doest thine alms, do not sound a trumpet before men. In other words, don't bring attention to yourself when you're giving financially to God. As the hypocrites do in the synagogue and in the streets. Well, we all know that a hypocrite is someone pretending to be someone they're not. So these Pharisees, these religious leaders of Jesus' day, were hypocrites. Because they were going around and trying to impress men, oh, look at how religious I am. When in actuality, they weren't. Amen. Jesus called them whited sepulchres, filled with nothing but dead man's bones. Amen. And Jesus says that they may have glory of men. That's the reason they do these things in the open. That's why they give, bring attention to themselves so others can see them, so they can receive the glory of men and impress men. Jesus says, verily, I say unto you, they have their reward. Their reward is here on this earth. They have the glory of men, the reward of men. Oh, isn't that person great? Aren't they religious? Like many Christians today. Amen. If you do anything for God and your motivation is to impress others and bring attention to others, being trying to win a soul to Christ, or you can come in, I won this many people to the Lord, amen, or I gave this much to the Lord, or I did this for the church, or I did that for the church, amen, then you're just like these Pharisees. When you hit the judgment seat of Christ, my dear listeners, that thing that you did for the Lord and the motivation was to impress others and get the glory of others, is going to be in the wood, hay, and stubble category, and when it gets tried by fire, it's going to be burnt up. Amen? Jesus goes on and he says, but when thou doest alms, let not thy left hand know what thy right hand is doing. In other words, do it in such a way that no one can see what you're doing. Do it behind the scenes that only God can see it. He says that thine alms may be in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret himself shall reward thee openly. So the only one that you should be concerned with, amen, to please, amen, is to get attention, is God, not man. Because God will give you what you do in secret, and don't bring attention, God's going to reward you. Amen. Openly. When you get to the judgment seat of Christ, gold, silver, and precious stones. That's what that thing's going to be when it's tried by fire. It's going to last. And Jesus deals with prayer, too. When thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are, for they love to pray standing in the synagogue and in the corners of the street, that they may be seen of men. Verily I say unto you that they have their reward. Amen. I mean, we see it today in our churches, at prayer meetings. People get up and they make these long, amen, prayers, very pious. You know, oh boy, is that person a real prayer warrior? Amen. They're anything but, just like the Pharisees. They're hypocrites. They're not religious. They don't love God. They just want to get the praise of men. Amen. So the Lord was disgusted with them. If you do anything that you do to impress another person, then you can be absolutely certain that the Lord is not pleased. You must be very honest with yourself and God about this particular problem. Again, ask yourself, are you trying to impress others by your so-called religious things that you do outwardly? Then it's not pleasing to God. Amen. Now let's move on to the third area, amen, that we need to look at in our lives. We can only walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing if we are not unwilling to sacrifice. Amen. Unwilling to sacrifice. Look with me, if you would, in Isaiah 53:10. Notice what it says here. Yet it pleased the Lord, amen, the Lord, God the Father, to bruise him, God the Son. He hath put him to grief, amen. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed, he shall prolong his days, the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. Amen. So we see then the Father was pleased with the sacrifice of his Son. Now, Paul the Apostle said about our spiritual sacrifices, for which such sacrifices is God well pleased. Let's look at those spiritual sacrifices here. I want us to turn to Hebrews chapter 13 in verses 15 and 16. Amen. Hebrews, again, chapter 13, verses 15 and 16. It says, by him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifices of praise to God continually. That's a spiritual sacrifice, to praise God continually, not just when everything is going well, but when things are not going well or the way that you'd like them to do. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. Giving thanks to his name. That's a spiritual sacrifice, to give thanks to God's name. Amen. Even again, if you find yourself not in a pleasant circumstance, again, things are not going the way that you would like them to go, you're still to thank God. Amen. But to do good, amen, and to communicate, forget not. For with such sacrifices, God is well pleased. To do good, amen. Sometimes it's hard to do good, amen. But he says, do good and communicate. Not only meaning to communicate like talking to one another, amen, but to give financially, amen, to our spiritual leaders, to our pastors and our teachers, amen. So the sacrifice of praise to God continually, the fruit of our lips giving thanks to his name, to do good, communicate. These are all spiritual sacrifices, and God is well pleased with them. Amen. See? Now, if you're still struggling, if you've been saved for a while, and you're still struggling with giving financially to the Lord, amen, then you're a long way from sacrificing for him and pleasing him. See? Jesus Christ willingly sacrificed his life for us. Amen. And that's how, when we bring our sacrifices to him, We need to do it willingly, not because we have to, but because we want to. God loveth a cheerful giver. Amen. When that collection plate or whatever they use to collect the offerings, amen, in your church, what's your attitude when it's passed around? Here we go again. Or the preacher preaches about missions and giving to missions. Here we go again. Your attitude's a bad attitude. The pick in my pocket again. My friend, that's the wrong attitude, and it's not pleasing to God. See? We are to present our bodies, Romans 12, 1 and 2, a living sacrifice to the Lord. Amen. God can't use that a dead sacrifice. Amen. He can't use the old man that's been crucified with Christ. See? We can't please God. Amen. We can only walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing if we are not unwilling to sacrifice. And again, you need to focus in at the cross. The sacrifice that Jesus, God's Son, gave for himself to pay for all our sins, past, present, and future. Amen. If you have anything to praise God continually for and to give him thanks for, it's for that and that alone. Everything else we get is frosting on the cake, my dear listeners. Amen. Let's move on to the next area we want to look at. We can only walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing if we are not murmuring and complaining. Murmuring and complaining. Amen. I want us to turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 10. 1 Corinthians chapter 10 with me. Now notice what 1 Corinthians chapter 10, the Word of God has to say. And here in the context, it's referring back to the children of Israel in their wilderness journey. Amen. It says, neither murmur ye, as some of them also murmured, and were destroyed of the destroyer. Amen? So the word of God is don't murmur like those in the Jews in the wilderness, the children of Israel in the wilderness. Because what happened? They were destroyed. Amen. They were in their case, they were physically destroyed. See? So you look back to the wilderness journey as your example of what happens when you murmur and complain. Amen. First of all, it's not pleasing to God. Amen. It is not pleasing to God. Amen. You'll be miserable. Amen. You won't want to go to church. You'll lose that sweet fellowship with the Lord. Amen. We saw them time and time again, murmuring and complaining. The Lord parted the Red Sea so they could escape the destruction of Pharaoh and his armies, chasing armies. Amen. I mean, that enough should have been enough to say, hey, look at who God is. So then they're running out of water, murmuring, complaining. Hey, listen, if God can part that Red Sea, don't you think he can provide water? Don't you think he can provide provisions to feed you? Hey, we're just like the same way as Christians. We murmur and complain. We forget what God has done for us already in this life, and we come up against a situation. We go, why is God allowing this to happen to me? I don't understand. That's why it's so important to keep a journal of the answered prayer. So you can say, okay, boom, 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 he got me through this, this, and this, and he's never failed me. Amen? You see, God can't stand whiners. He gives you and me his power so that you and I can get through everything in this life. Amen. Notice what it says with me in Colossians chapter 1, verse 11. He says, the word of God says, strengthen with all might, according to his glorious power, unto all patience and long suffering with joyfulness. Not with murmuring and complaining. Notice how chock full this verse is. First of all, strengthen with all might. You and I are strengthened with all might. What kind of might? According to his glorious power. Not man's might, but God's glorious power. And that enables us to all patience and long suffering with joyfulness. So you can get through that thing, whatever you're going through, without murmuring and complaining, but being patient and long suffering with joyfulness, with a smile on your face and joy in your heart. Amen. And then in Colossians chapter 1, verse 24, who now rejoicing in my suffering for you, and fill up that which is behind of the afflictions in Christ in my flesh for his body's sake, which is the church. Paul is saying he's suffering, but he's rejoicing for the Colossians. Amen. Even though he has all these afflictions and suffering in his body for Christ's sake. Amen. So we see then, amen, that God can't stand whining. There's no reason to whine because he's given us, he strengthened us with the glorious power. Amen. Just look at what happened to the Jews. Amen. In Deuteronomy 28 with me. Deuteronomy 28. Look it here with me. In Deuteronomy 28 verses 47 and 48. We're told, because thou servest not the Lord thy God with joyfulness and with gladness of heart for the abundance of all things. Now, what did they do? They served him with murmuring and complaining, even though he gave them the abundance of all things. Instead, they should have been serving him with joyfulness and gladness of heart. Therefore, thou shalt serve thine enemies, which the Lord God shall send against thee in hunger, in thirst, in nakedness, in want of all things, and he shall put a yoke of iron upon thy neck until he have destroyed thee. See, that was the result of the murmuring and complaining. See, who are our enemies? Our enemies as Christians are the world, the flesh, and the devil. Amen. So that's what will come after us. The world, the flesh, and the devil. Amen. If we murmur and complain, we'll give place to the devil. We'll give place to the world. We'll give place to our flesh. If we murmur and complain and say, God can't take care of this. Why is he letting me have, why is this happening to me? Amen. And then we want to look at the last area in our lives. Area. If we want to do all things, walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing. And we can't do that if we're walking by sight. We can't walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing if we're walking by sight. We can't. Amen. We can't do that. Notice what the Word of God has to say in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7. Very simple verse. Should have this memorized. Amen. The Word of God says, for we walk by faith. We walk by faith and not by sight. Walking by faith. In other words, we have faith in what God says in his word, that it will come to pass. Amen. We walk by faith for salvation. What God said to be saved, how to be saved, by grace through faith. We believe that. We don't believe someone got saved by things that we can see. Water baptism, good works, all those other things. So our walk on this earth is by faith, not by sight, not by signs and wonders. No. Amen. Not by signs and wonders. See, we must live by faith if we're going to please God. Amen. The Word of God says that in Hebrews 11, chapter 11, verse 6. We read, but without faith is it impossible to please Him. If you don't believe what God says, how can you please God? Amen. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, even though you can't see him. We know he is there according to his word and how he's worked in your lives. That he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. He will reward those that keep after him, that seek him for everything of their lives. Amen. So, we are to walk by faith and not by sight. And you can tell whether you're walking by sight if you're still worrying. If you worry, if you're a worrywart, as they call them, then you're walking by sight. Amen. Again, that answered prayer journal. We all do it. Amen? The flesh. The flesh that we're in is still unsaved. The flesh doesn't walk by faith. The flesh walks by sight. Amen? That flesh gets you and I in an awful lot of trouble. We need to go back and remember what God has done thus far in our lives as Christians. And believe. And walk by faith that he's going to get us this far. He's going to get us the rest of the way until we go home to be with him for all of time and eternity. So as hard as it is, quit your worrying. Amen. What are you trusting in? You trusted in Christ for salvation, right? It doesn't stop there. You got to trust him for everything else until you finish your course that he's given you to run the Christian race on this earth. Amen? So very important to remember that. So we've looked at five areas. Amen. Five areas today that we saw that we can't walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing. We saw if we're trying to please ourselves, or we're trying to impress others, or unwilling to sacrifice, or murmuring and complaining, and walking by sight. If you really want to please the Lord, then deal with these five areas in your life if you're still having trouble with them. Amen. So, I hope the lesson has been a blessing to you listening today. And I pray that God would help all of us to walk worthy unto all pleasing unto the Lord. This has been Brother Gino Cassieri. Thank you, each and every one of you, for joining me today for the Pastor Study. May God richly bless you, and good day.